advisors are by their side. Find the Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC advisory panel voting on COVID-19 vaccines for children this afternoon. Today, it appears the panel reversed a lesser discussed vote from yesterday's meeting. The group now saying that their new narrowed recommendations for the MMRV vaccines also apply to a massive federal program that provides free vaccines for children. ABC's Steve Osunsalmi is in Atlanta.
Everything that's decided by this panel still has to be approved by the director of the CDC before it becomes official. But what they decide matters and affects what vaccines are made available to American children, specifically what vaccines the government provides for free and which ones insurance plans will cover.
Outside an ICE detention facility in Broadview, west of Chicago today. Protests taking place against the federal immigration operations in and around the city. President Trump held a call with China's leader today. It included discussions on TikTok, but no more deals on a tentative plan. This is ABC News. Following ABC's decision to preempt The Late Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, due to remarks Kimmel made on the Charlie Kirk shooting, President Trump is ramping up the rhetoric, suggesting his administration, the FCC, could take action against television broadcast companies if he thinks the coverage may be negative of him. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely Wednesday after Federal Communications Commission Chairman Brendan Carr criticized Kimmel's comments Monday about the alleged killer of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. This was not the first time Kimmel addressed Kirk's murder, posting on Instagram just hours after Kirk was shot. Can we just for one day agree that it is horrible and monstrous to shoot another human? On behalf of my family, we send love to the Kirks and to all the children, parents, and innocents who fall victim to senseless gun violence.
The Walt Disney Company is the parent company of Disney Entertainment and ABC News. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are up. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Elam. Declining enrollment numbers remain one of the biggest challenges for State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley as she enters her second term. Underley says DPI wants to work with the legislature to address the issue.
It's a problem that we can't solve on our own, and they can't solve on their own either. And so as many voices as we can get in there, but I don't disagree with them. I do feel it's an issue that we need to address sooner than later.
Underley gave the annual State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday. A new lawsuit filed over uncounted ballots in the city of Madison seeking damages for 193 people denied their right to vote in the November 2024 presidential election. Casey Gerwitz is staff counsel with nonprofit law firm Law Forward.
People were really excited to vote in this election and excited to participate. People did a lot of work, put a lot of time into figuring out how to vote, how to cast an absentee vote, how to vote in person early, things like that. So people put a lot of time into this and were really shocked and disappointed to find out that their votes hadn't been cast.
Last month, the Wisconsin Elections Commission ordered the city of Madison to institute changes after an investigation found former Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bale broke the law by failing to take any action regarding the ballots. Superior is the only community in Wisconsin with a privately owned water utility. Now, the city council has approved a $150,000 contract for a consultant to explore acquiring all operations held by Superior Water, Light, and Power. Councilor Garner Moffat.
I think $150,000 is a pretty small amount to pay to figure out how this process would look and how much money we can save for our residents.
The council voted 9-1 last week to hire a consultant to perform an appraisal of the utility assets, determine the impact on customers' bills, and develop a communication strategy to inform the public about the findings. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. Chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state. Chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome in to AOA Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Good to have you with us for the conversation once again today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Cenex, select the right grease. It is critical for your operation, and they have premium greases that will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance to help you power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Visit Cenex.com today for more. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about some programs that are out there for young and beginning farmers. Jason Edelman with Farm Credit Services of America is going to join us for that conversation here in just a little bit. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear from Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. He's going to join the show, and we'll take a look at news headlines coming up later on in the program, including three undersecretary nominees at USDA receiving their confirmation on Thursday from the Senate. So plenty to get to here on today's program. Let's talk markets to get started. Joining us now, Don Rose with U.S. Commodities. Don, how are you, sir? It's good to talk with you again.
Just doing fine, and thanks for asking me to be back, Jesse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'd love to get your perspective on this grain market right now. I've kind of been feeling like this entire week we're starting to just chop around a bit and kind of mark time until the next headline. And whether that is yield results from harvest or if it's any news from the China-U.S. negotiations or the call between Trump and Xi Friday, things like that, it almost feels like the markets are just waiting on the next headline to trade, Don.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good perspective, Jesse, because I think that's exactly where we're at. You know, we've got a lot of guesses on what the crop size is, and I think you have to be concerned that are we in a situation where we were last year where the government just overstated the yield and the yield got steadily lower until the big drop that we had in January. So, so far, early corn yields variable. If you get south of Iowa, the yields seem to be better on corn. But I tell you, in the gut slot of the Corn Belt, Iowa, Central Illinois, the yield's just too big a disease problem, just like Pro Farmer found. And yields anywhere, I would say early, due to rust and maybe some of the heat, down 10 to 30 bushels versus last year. So we'll see if that improves going forward. But so far, I think that's the support on the corn market. In the bean market, yields seem to be better, much better, but we're concerned about demand over there with China, Jesse.
You know, thinking about this too, you bring up a great point. Disease issues and pressure here and potentially taking the top end off this yield. I wonder if that's going to keep farmers from doing marketing, at least in the short term, until they understand more of what they have in the field, what's going to go into the bin, et cetera, and then maybe seeing if that starts to give us more of a rally. I just wonder if that's going to put somewhat of a pause on marketing right now, Don.
Well, you know, I think most definitely, particularly with the insurance out here set in October. And, you know, what we really see is, I mean, you know, work with a lot of different people across the Corn Belt, a lot of different elevators. And on the elevator books, just a very low amount of corn sold, just a low percentage versus normal. And I think that's just because the farmer didn't feel with the profitability that he had or lack of profitability, no real chance to get any decent sales. So I think on hold, I think you're exactly right. A lot of old crop corn moved in August, and new crop sales have trickled down to not much. But people don't want to pay storage either. But from a farmer perspective, Jesse, there's big carries in the corn and bean market, and that's what a producer has to, if he's sitting on his crop, has to go to work and try and take advantage of in some fashion when we look at it.
You know, I'll rope in the wheat markets here as well. I know some different fundamentals over there, but we saw the Federal Reserve cut rates earlier in the week. And, you know, I have to wonder the broader impacts on the U.S. dollar. What could that mean for commodity exports, things of that nature? Obviously, wheat, such a global market. I mean, your thoughts on what you're seeing in the wheat trade and or how the rate cut could impact things here, Don?
Well, you know, and I think that you look at the wheat, that's an anchor for the corn market because too much wheat is going to go into feed wheat at these price levels. And you're right, the wheat market hasn't really gone anywhere for weeks. And that's just because every time it rallies, you know, minor selling goes on and no real new buying. And on breaks, end user buys it just a little bit. But as far as the, you know, Canada's crop went up again estimates, we've got other areas around the world, same thing. Too much world grain and too small a trade. But when you look at interest rates, you're right. It looks like we're trying to go into some kind of a minor interest rate cut. And, of course, that's negative for the dollar. So the lower dollar, you know, maybe helps sales a little bit. But, you know, you can't say enough about we're starting to get close to Brazil's crop. Looks like their soybean crop's going to be up 3.7% on corn. And it looks like Argentina's crop looks like on corn and beans are both going to be large so far. No weather problems. So I think that's the other focus. But, you know, I was going to say technically, you know, this is a market, Jesse. In our minds, you have two kinds of markets, seasonal where you go down into harvest, contra-seasonal where you go up into harvest because the crop's not there. And that's what we're trying to decide. And I think that's why we're on hold with the direction of the market so far, waiting for the next big move.
And I'm glad you brought up South America, too. Obviously, they're getting rolling early planting. And you mentioned it, no weather problems. We're going to see how they're season kicks off here and if there's any impacts into the trade over the next several weeks ahead. I do want to ask you the livestock sector, cattle, hogs, seeing a little bit of green early Friday, cattle on feed report out after the close of trade on Friday. What are you tracking the most in the protein sector right now, Don?
Well, you know, I think the big thing on the cattle market is the discounts in the futures market. It's been day after day, week after week, month after month that the futures too big a discount and the cash does not break. So it's the cash led and then the packer buying, you know, able to sell retail meat here. The problem is the packer now has moved into about $125 a head loss. The box beef has come down 11 days in a row, $30 on choice beef. That's a lot. Cash traded this week so far 236, 237. South traded 240. I think the strength today is the fact that feedlots in Kansas South seem like they're passing on the Packer late bids at 240 here today. So that's given us a push up. A lot of feedlots now waiting for the cattle on feed report and then trade after that, I think, is what's going on. But, here's one. It seems large, but the government has cash cattle for all next year, 249, lofty number. That's helping to support the hogs, too. But hog charts look a little toppy up here, Jesse.
USCommodities.com for more information. Always enjoy the perspective and the conversation. Don Rose, U.S. Commodities, thanks for joining us here on today's Agriculture of America. And we'll look forward to talking again real soon, Don.
Thank you, too. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks, Jesse.
You bet. Don Rose, U.S. Commodities, joining us here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Protect your equipment. Prepare for the unexpected with Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll talk with Jason Edelman from Farm Credit Services of America here on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans. And they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
On your farm, every hour counts. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel keeps your equipment running at peak power with cleaner engines, fewer breakdowns, and more hours per gallon. Pair that with Cenex Premium Lubricants, engineered to protect tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment through long days and tough conditions. From planting to harvest, Cenex delivers the performance and protection you can count on. In the field, in the shop, and in every season, Cenex keeps you moving. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope. Oh.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Today's program brought to you by Cenex. Get the most out of your equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel provides today's high-tech engines with power and precision it needs to get the job done. Visit your nearest Cenex store, talk with your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more information on protecting your bottom line with Cenex Premium Diesel. Well, right now, we want to have a conversation about what happens when the next generation of farmers gets a head start. thinking about programs and opportunities out there for young and beginning farmers. Joining us now for that conversation, he's Senior Vice President of Business Development with Farm Credit Services of America. Jason Edelman is with us here today. Jason, it's good to talk with you, sir. How are you?
Great. Hey, thanks for having me on today, Jesse. Excited to be here.
Now, I'd love to start this with, I know there's a lot of financial and strategic hurdles out there for young producers, and they got to work to overcome those in many ways. And I know for a lot of folks that sometimes they can, they scratch their heads a little bit when they're trying to get started, I think. What is your view? What is Farm Credit's view of just, you know, how it currently is for young and beginning farmers to get started out there in farm country?
Yeah, and I think it's a great question. And, you know, you look at farming and getting started in farming, it's pretty easy to see, hey, this is a highly capital intensive business that we're entering into with costs of inputs, costs of land, machinery, livestock. You can kind of down the list, right? And so it takes a lot of equity, a lot of capital to get started. So that's a challenge today, especially when you look at margins where we're at in the industry. So at Farm Credit Service America, we just kind of stepped back and said, okay, what's our role? How can we help that next generation of ag producers get started? What do they need to be successful in the next 40, 50 years as they go through their cycle as a farmer or rancher in the United States? And so with that, you know, Jason, we stepped back and said, okay, let's start with the education first of helping these producers understand what it takes to run a financial business that's dealing with millions of dollars today, which is a significant difference, right, than just a few years ago.
Very true. Very true. Well, and part of this ties in with succession planning and having that early planning. You know, we hear the stories and the talk that the amount of farmers who are in their 60s and 70s across the Midwest, and they're getting ready to retire, pass on the farm. And so talk about that aspect of this, because that is a huge piece of this with that farm transition here in rural America.
Right. One of the, looking at a program, one of the things, we do a number of different things with that program. The first one is we want to teach our customers or all young beginning producers, right, more about understanding balance sheets, what does that work, understanding cash flows, cost of production, how they do break-even analysis, maybe even challenging them a little bit. Okay, what's it costing for your family of 3, 4, or 5 to live? And then the last section of that is really just around that succession planning and how do you have that conversation? So you think about succession planning, and we're dealing with young and beginning producers that are making decisions. Do I want to come back to the farm? How do I come back to the farm? When should I come back to the farm? Then how do I have that conversation with my dad, my mom, or my grandparents about what that future looks like? And that's one of those conversation pieces, is how do we help them have that conversation to have, you know, what does the future look like? And that's always a real challenge, especially when you think, Jesse, you know, none of us know how long you're going to be here. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what generation is going to pass first or second, or what that order is. And so having those conversations is a key part of that. And so one of the things we're trying to do is how do we get all of these producers, young and all the different generations, in the same room to have that discussion with different partners that we can provide to help them in that process.
We're talking with Jason Edelman from Farm Credit Services of America here today on AOA. And, you know, I hear this one often as well. You maybe have the younger producer who's already helping on the farm with the older generation, their dad or their grandfather or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they're working on that transition, but you got the younger producer trying to blend some innovation with the tradition out there as well. And so you get into talks like that on top of the succession in general and things like that. And so, you know, thinking about innovation in ag, you know, that's another angle you can look at with this as well. So I think it all comes back to having those conversations and having a concrete plan on what is going on currently on the operation and what the operation should look like tomorrow. Right, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and trying to find that balance, you know, the next generation has some really great ideas. But at the same point, right, the older generations have been around and made those decisions also for a long time. And we know and recognize that, you know, sometimes making decisions over time is important as well. We've been there, seen that. Let me give you a couple of stats, Jesse, I think are pretty interesting because they're actually quite a bit higher than our traditional, our older generation of farmers. So 40% of young and beginning producers have other ag-related income. And that other ag-related income is, right, maybe a farm-oriented business, they're trucking or spraying, machinery repair, a farm or farm-related entertainment like hunting, those kind of things. And 44% of all these young and beginning producers have non-ag-related income. So they're maybe working in town part-time, or their spouses are, they're agronomists or et cetera, and trying to get into agriculture full-time. So you can kind of see how the industry, right? So how do you adapt an industry that's high in capital needs and takes a lot of cash to get into? You got to venture into other stuff, and innovation is really allowing our producers to dive into things, right? From drone technology. You can even look at, when I think about innovation, it might not just stop in technology. Mm-hmm. It may dive into, when we look at it, thinking about, you know, what are other products besides corn and soybeans? Or how do I further develop or further put value into my livestock or et cetera? So you see a lot more niche farming's operations out there, and then a big increase in farm to table. So how do we get that the food right from our farms directly onto the table, or directly to the consumer, and try to capture more of that value to offset those capital needs?
Jason, I do want to mention here too, we got about 2 minutes, you know, I don't want to discount young and beginning farmers who maybe don't have a farm that they're trying to take over. Maybe they're starting from scratch. That's another angle as well. But also farm credit, I know you guys have the Starting Gate program that pairs financial coaches with folks to help them make these plans, things like that. So if you want to mention that a little bit and give us some final thoughts here, we got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we've got designated team members that work directly with producers. We got them scattered across all 8 states that we work in, and they work hand in hand on their financials, but also are teaching them on balance sheets and how to figure out their cash flows, etc. So you think about Jesse, it just kind of floors me. You know, you think an average producer probably only gets 40 to 50 growing seasons. Mm-hmm. And so you don't get a lot of time to make a lot of decisions. So any help where we can help coach or pair a producer with another farmer to help provide some of that coaching is pretty instrumental. One of the new things that we're just kind of tapping into now, we've done a handful of those, is a collegiate or a tech school interviews with your lender. So you think about that first trip you went to see your banker or your lender. You probably don't know what to expect. And so we're doing some mock-up interviews with college age students that are going back to the farm about what to expect in that initial visit with that lender.
Jason, any other final thoughts you would share with us? I know a lot of info, FCSAmerica.com. That's a great place to start, right?
Absolutely. Check out our FCSAmerica.com, AgCountry.com, or Frontier.com, and certainly find more out there or visit us one of our local offices.
Anything else you would add about just young and beginning farmers and things they need to think about out there across the country?
Yeah, I think looking at today, there's probably 3 things, right? So is watch as we work through our input costs, understand what those input costs are as we're making decisions for 2026, work with a designated marketing plan so you know what your sales are on the other side. And then the third thing, which I think is overlooked often, is have a capital spending plan, right? And track out what your in or your machinery and equipment purchases are going to be to what your operation can afford, but get a plan of action in place rather than impulse buying as your operation grows and needs.
Great thoughts. Ask those questions if you have them. Work with a trusted expert to help you figure things out on that operation. Senior Vice President of Business Development with Farm Credit Services of America, Jason Edelman. Thanks for joining us here on AOA today. Really appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, sir.
AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall will join us right here on AOA. On the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discuss the important relationship between corn and poultry with Connie Fisher from the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Shelby Watson with the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council.
The poultry industry is such a big user of corn. You know, sometimes as a cattle producer in Kansas, I get a lot of questions about why is NCGA and Kansas Corn partnering with USAPEAC. But, you know, the industry itself uses about 2.2 billion bushels of corn a year. And so it's just natural that NCGA and USAPEAC and states like Kansas and Kansas Corn are partners with them.
Considering we represent several of our feathered friends, the poultry industry as a whole, we definitely have a very, very important relationship, and I think a lot of strategy is needed in order for us to align, and we are just grateful for the buy-in from corn growers. You know, everybody wins here.
Learn more from the National Corn Growers Association at ncga.com.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale.
Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 28 to 17.17, November down 28 to 16.71, December down 10 to 17 even, January milk down 7 at 16.90. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets on the day, live and feeder cattle markets all were mostly higher on the day as the trade did see some bids coming in. Not a lot of cash markets did develop in the live and feeder cattle markets, but there was some short covering in that helping to support prices. Hog markets also mostly higher as the trade's comfortable letting the trade and the markets go sideways to slightly higher. Pork cutout values were higher at the midday. That helped many of the contracts. October live cattle up $1.20 to $233.57. September feeder cattle up 97 cents to $359.15. And October hogs up 50 cents to $97.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower on the day. There's really not a lot of news to help move the markets higher. The weather's allowing for good early harvest of corn. The continued progress of soybeans and early harvest of soybeans. Wheat markets also mostly lower as the open weather in the plains should help planting progress as well. Now, December corn was up a quarter to 424. November beans, though, down 12 to 1025 and a half.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And today's program, once again, brought to you by Cenex. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex Premium Lubricants. They'll help you manage the risk in your operation by keeping your equipment running smoothly. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more. Joining us right now here on Agriculture of America, always good to talk with Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. Senator, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Jesse, I'm doing great. We're taking an extra day up here in D.C. To finish up some work, but looking forward to going home soon.
Well, I know harvest season is getting going in Kansas, so I'm sure it'll be nice to get back home and see some of that corn harvest. I know wheat's been out of the field, things of that nature. Be good for you to get back, I'm sure, and talk with producers. And, you know, I want to start here. We got a lot to talk about, but I know a lot of farmers are concerned in rural America right now. There's a lot of chatter that we're on the cusp of a farm crisis with where commodity prices are, things of that nature. We're hearing talk. There maybe could be some bridge type of aid. Secretary Rollins has said that this week on this show as well. What are you hearing from your constituents, farmers, ranchers, about the economic situation right now in farm country, Senator?
Well, Jesse, I wish it was better. I talked to a corn farmer 2 days ago that said his fertilizer prices for next year have doubled. So I think we're continuing to have these high input costs. Interest rates continue to be relatively high. So those are a few of the things that we're working on is how do we get input costs lower? I thought when energy prices came down, which they are, is that the fertilizer prices would follow those down a little bit. And with commodity prices down, I'm trying to put my finger on that. Why are fertilizer prices doubling in this particular environment as well? Listen, there is some good export news out there, though, that we are exporting, you know, probably over 2.8 million bushels of corn this year. We usually export about 2 million. Both soybeans and wheat exports are up 5 or 10%. But the big opportunities in agriculture is when we turn that corn or soybeans or sorghum, which is probably my biggest concern from a trade standpoint is the sorghum, when we can turn those into protein or we can turn it into ethanol. So I know the president over there in England right now, we're only using 20% of our tariff trade quota of ethanol right now into England. So we got to get those follow up with all the great deals the president has got done and get those across the finish line. Certainly, I understand these prices that we're getting on commodities, some of the worst in my entire lifetime. As far as a bridge opportunity, I think there's going to be some pretty big news coming out of D.C. Next week, and possibly some of it could leak out today, but I'm not going to be the leaker.
All right. Well, we can respect that. We'll wait to see what that news is going to be, and we'll wait to see what details are maybe there. Real quick, latest on funding the government. Are we going to maybe see a continuing resolution here to give us some more time to get all these different pieces that have to get done across the finish line?
Yeah, Jesse, really quickly, my big ask for the White House is year-round E15, so that is front and center for the Ag Committee, and then to get China to purchase some sorghum. I've been communicating with Secretary Bessent, who's doing that. This drama around funding the government, we'll figure it out. If it shuts down for a day or two, that's possible, but I don't think it'll shut down. It'll be a short gap measure, and it's just politics as usual, and I won't yell at my friends across the aisle how they're holding us up. We'll save that for another day. We'll get it done.
All right. You commented on this news here earlier this week, and I want to talk about this. McDonald's announcing a $200 million investment in regenerative ranching. And this is interesting news. I think welcome news. Talk about your perspective on this.
Right. So we hosted a big roundtable on soil, healthy soil, with Secretary Rollins, Ag Secretary Rollins, as well as Secretary Kennedy, and just talked about how important soil health is and what that looks like, and introduced this concept of regenerative agriculture to the secretary. And, you know, regenerative ranching, we call it resilient ranching if you want to, is something that we've been promoting. What I'm excited about in this case is the McDonald's, is that the private sector is responding to customer demand. I'm not driving this MAHA issue. Customers are driving it. And I'm so glad that agriculture has had a seat at this table now, that Secretary Kennedy and the MAHA group are totally listening. We had over 250 groups in to see the MAHA folks at the White House. And you'll notice in this last report, there was nothing in there about trying to limit our fertilizers or our chemicals. So, you know, getting back to McDonald's here, forgive me. They're doing exactly what we're hoping will happen, is that if if consumers are demanding a certain style of resilience, then we need to reward our farmers and ranchers and help them make this transition. So whether it's, you know, some type of grazing management plans or grassland restoration, especially along the creeks and the streams, with if that's fencing, if it's working on, you know, additional water resources so they're not constantly tearing up the soil next to that one pond in a quarter section of land. I mean, those are some of the things we can do. These are practices that many of us are already embracing, but it's expensive. I mean, my gosh, I think fencing prices, we checked on it recently. We wanted to fence a quarter of land as well, and I think it's, you know, doubled in price from what we did a couple years ago.
We're having a conversation with Kansas Senator Roger Marshall here on AOA. And you know, adding on to that, with that latest MAHA report, you talked about it a little bit. I think, by and large, agriculture, you mentioned having a seat at the table. I've really seen a lot of positive reaction from agriculture groups here in the last couple of weeks since that second report came out on September 9th. Would you agree that agriculture is mostly pleased with what they're seeing here?
That's certainly what they're communicating to me. And I do think the agriculture has some wonderful voices up here on Capitol Hill, whether it's American Farm Bureau or Kansas Farm Bureau or the Kansas Corn Growers and the National Corn Growers. The sorghum folks have been really active in their group up here. I hate to use the word lobbying, really educating members of Congress of what's going on right here. And then I think informing the MAHA committee. We did get 250 ag groups into the White House over the course of 3 months. It is a huge effort. But that's the thing about this White House and this president. You know, they'll call me on Saturday. They call me at midnight. They call me at 5 a.m. and we're all working hard hours, just like our farmers and ranchers are as well. So I think we're very pleased. They made some wonderful progress from the first bill. And again, they're starting to recognize as farmers embrace this regenerative agriculture, it's a little bit of a transition. There's some cost involved as well. And with throwing this 45Z tax credit, you know, how are we going to reward the farmer for all these practices? So we're working at it, Jesse, I promise you.
One other topic I want to bring up with you, and I know this is very important to you. We've had conversations about this before, but I think it's good to reemphasize this. We're on the cusp of Farm Safety and Health Week, and farmers' mental health, especially during harvest season, and with the way things are, you know, kind of roping it back to the economy piece here in farm country. I just had a conversation with a farmer from South Central Nebraska on this here a few days ago on the show. I mean, talk about the need for farmers to prioritize their mental health right now.
Yeah, Jesse. Well, this is something that we've been trying to educate folks and get the word out here for several years now, that we lose more farmers now to suicide than we do a farm accident, which is saying something, right? And the first thing I would say is that the stress is real. Oh my gosh, is the stress real out there for farmers? I don't know how they do it, to be honest. I mean, they have to have the most faithful group of people I've ever met in my lifetime and remain so hopeful. And I just remember, you know, standing there, it was a late harvest in July, the best wheat harvest we've ever were going to have, and a hailstorm came through and just wiped it out. And the prices were, it was over $5 a bushel that summer. So it was a great price. So the stress is very real, and we're out here trying to say, look, if you need some help, there's places to get it. And even more so, if you're be a good neighbor. If you see a friend that's struggling, a neighbor that's struggling, you know, maybe they're not going to the high school football games anymore. Maybe they're not showing up for Sunday school, or you know, they're not coming to the community lunch, or they're not at coffee anymore. Go say hi to them. Ask them how they're doing. If they need some help, help them get that. And, you know, back home, K-State Extension does a great job educating people on what this looks like. Have them come into your annual county meetings and talk about it. One of the things we're working on is educating loan officers at banks and credit unions, the ag credit folks as well. And now we're working with FSA officers to help them recognize what it looks like for a person that's under a lot of stress, that's depressed, and then helping them to be able to connect. Does that make sense, Jesse, that we're trying to teach the coach those people up, because they know, the FSA officer and your loan officer knows exactly who's at risk. And then you throw on this added burden of being I'm a fifth generation farm kid, so there's lots of sixth generation out there. So it's not just losing the business, you're losing your family heirloom. And I think that's why we feel this added stress. So forgive me for rambling on there, but this is, there's people out there hurting right now. There's and we're all hurting in ag land right now, and there is some help out there for you. Don't give up. There's hope, and we'll try to connect you. You could go to our website, marshall.senate.gov, and we have some places you can go to for some mental help, some resources in your local area as well.
I know, excellent thoughts, and it's an important reminder, especially during a busy harvest season. Senator, we're up against the clock. Always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks so much for joining us again on AOA. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Jesse, great conversation, and just lift everybody up as we work through these hard times. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You bet. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall joining us here on Agriculture of America. Always good to talk with him. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Their premium greases and diesel fuel. Visit Cenex.com for more. We'll take a look at news headlines and close things out here on AOA right after this.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex Premium Lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect that equipment with Cenex premium diesel to keep you in the field during a busy harvest season. Go to your nearest store location and get stocked up before you really get into the field, or just visit Cenex.com for more details. Well, let's take a look at news headlines. And I want to start with a congratulations to three individuals who've been waiting on their Senate confirmation to the USDA and undersecretary roles. And I know I personally have been waiting to see my friend, Missouri farmer Richard Fordyce, receive his full confirmation as Undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation. That happened on Thursday afternoon. Dudley Hoskins was confirmed as Undersecretary of Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. And Dr. Scott Hutchins was confirmed as Undersecretary of Agriculture for Research, Education, and Economics. And, you know, with the August recess and more and no recess appointments, these three individuals have been waiting a while to get to work and roll up their sleeves on the job at USDA. Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas congratulating the three nominees, saying, quote, filling these key USDA roles is essential to carrying out President Trump's agenda for rural America. Dudley Hoskins, Dr. Scott Hutchins, and Richard Fordyce bring strong agricultural experience and are well-equipped to serve farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. I look forward to working with them as they advance USDA's mission and strengthen communities through farm, country, and beyond, end quote. There's been other reaction and congratulations from agriculture groups far and wide. You can read those on the all-new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app. And I know I shared a congratulations text message with Richard Fordyce. And as soon as we're able to, I'm going to have him on for a conversation here on the show. And look forward to talking with Mr. Hoskins and Mr. Hutchins as well, and continue to drill down on the things that they are going to be doing at the Department of Agriculture. So again, congratulations to those three on their full Senate confirmation here on Thursday. Well, the Trump administration also drawing up plans to use tariff revenue to fund a program to support U.S. farmers. That's according to the Financial Times, citing Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Rollins saying to the Financial Times, quote, there may be circumstances under which we will be very seriously looking to and announcing a package soon. tariff income that is now coming into America was absolutely a potential, according to Rollins. Now, the report follows pressure from farm groups after China stopped purchases of soybeans from the U.S. in their tit-for-tat trade dispute. And as tariffs have pushed up costs for fertilizer, machinery, and other imported inputs, agriculture has emerged as a major point of contention between China and the U.S. as the superpowers are locked in this tariff war that we continue to see and continue to try and figure out. Now, will anything on soybeans come from the conversation between President Trump and President Xi? We don't know, but already a lot of farmers are fighting for survival in farm country amid everything going on with the broader farm economy. So now the talk is maybe we'll see tariff revenue funding a potential aid package for farmers. We'll have to see. Now, the partisan fight over President Trump's tariffs spilled onto the House floor this past week during debate over temporary government funding. Democrats slammed the GOP majority for refusing to consider riders to end Trump's tariffs as part of the stopgap funding bill to keep the government open. House Agriculture Democrat Jim McGovern said,
"We are hearing day in and day out from farmers who are being crushed by Trump's erratic trade policies. They're losing markets abroad. Input prices are going up, and farm bankruptcies are up 95% this year compared to last."
California Republican Tom McClintock agreed with McGovern that the Constitution gives Congress ultimate tariff power, but defended the Speaker's deal to rein in executive authority to win votes of some GOP holdouts on government funding.
He promised that the next rule resolution would reduce the extension of this authority from 6 months to 4, expiring on January 31st rather than March 31st. The gentleman says that's not soon enough. Some of us would agree.
McClintock said the Speaker agreed to form a GOP working group to develop congressional policy on the use of tariffs.
Now, this is important because there are increasing signs of tariff-related damage to the economy. The gentleman is absolutely right on that point. And because the courts may be moving to restore the guardrails between the executive and legislative branches with respect to tariffs.
But most Republicans stood their ground behind the president. Indiana's Aaron Houchin.
The tariffs imparted by President Trump are proving necessary to ensure fair trade, protect American workers, and reduce trade deficits by bringing other nations to the negotiating table.
Those nations include China and India, while the EU, UK, Japan, and others have made deals to win lower tariffs. But China, the biggest market for U.S. soybeans again, is key as the White House races to get a deal before Congress or the courts close the door on the president's sweeping use of tariffs. Well, in other news, the Bioinnovations Midwest Conference just concluded in Omaha, Nebraska, where bio-based products and new ideas took center stage. It was the perfect place for the National Corn Growers Association to announce the winners of its fifth Consider Corn Challenge, finding game-changing new uses for field corn without detracting from an existing corn market. Friend of the show here, he's also on the Kansas Corn Commission and chair of NCGA's Research and New Uses Action Team, Chad Epler, says the conference is a great place to incubate ideas.
It really gives people a really neat one-on-one way of discussing things that are happening in the biospace. And certainly those of us that have not been here, those of us that are corn farmers, we see a natural fit right here because of the role that corn can play and is playing in the bio-based industry right now.
And Epler says this year's Consider Corn Challenge winners are
AirTerra, which is a company that is producing air filters. So what they're doing is they're taking the core chemical, the polyactic acid, PLA, and they're using a biopolymer from field corn. Another winner was Terragea. They enable cost-effective biological conversion of cellulosic biomass to fuels and products. So potentially, we're looking at a 10% increase in ethanol production, higher protein DGGs, more corn oil. The third winner is Arizona State University. So what they're looking at is developing a new corn-derived corrosion inhibitor for crude oil pipelines.
Once again, Chad Epler with the NCGA. We're out of time. AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Get the most out of your equipment. Visit Cenex.com or your nearest store for more. On the next program, Mike Adams will be sitting in for me. I'll be on assignment for a few days. Thanks for listening to AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you.
LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
For me, the best thing about the VA loan was the simplicity of it. I was expecting, you know...
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new CDC advisory panel voted today to recommend Americans get the shot of